Britta Adams loves to swim and has been a swimmer most of her life. She grew up in Ketchikan, competed on school swim teams, and now works at the pool, teaching future swimmers. Adams likes to swim in the ocean, too, so every now and then she'll go out on the boat with her husband, Mark, and slip into the water. But her most recent ocean swim was a lot more than an afternoon jaunt. Adams decided earlier this year to challenge herself by swimming through the Wrangell Narrows.
I came to my husband and I put it on the table and he gave me this look like, are you kidding me? okay, let's just break it down. Is this even possible logistically?
Starting in February, they began their research, consulting charts, talking with the U.S. Coast Guard and boaters who know the area, and getting a lot of advice from former Alaska Marine Highway System Captain William Hopkins, who wrote a book about navigating that treacherous body of water.
He took me through the chart step by step and told me where the eddies were and just all the knowledge that he had.
In March, Adams and her husband made a decision.
At a neap tide, at a small tide, on the right day, with the right weather and the right wind, and it is possible.
So after signing up Mike Schuler as Adams' kayak guide for the trip, they committed. She swam with him as a guide before during Ketchikan's Penic Island Challenge, where swimmers take a lap around Penic Island in the Tongass Narrows. Adams says getting the right kayak guide is critical.
Because as in my experience, I just get in the zone and I get too tired and I start losing my ability to focus. I just swim straight. And he really just takes care of me in the water.
From his kayak, Schuler has a better view of what's coming up, Adam says, and he's able to steer her around more difficult areas. Schuler also stores Adam's snacks and water, which she needs about every 30 minutes during an ocean swim. So with her in the water, Schuler in the kayak, and Mark in the boat, the crew was set. All they needed was the right day, which required more than just a small tide and decent weather.
Timing it with the ferry schedule, and the commercial crab fishery started the next day. So there was a lot to go in to making this. June 14th was the day, and if it wasn't going to happen on that day, it wasn't going to happen.
As they boated north from Ketchikan the day before, Adam says they spotted a double rainbow in the sky, a good omen. And when the tide swung the next morning at 4:15 a.m., she jumped into the Wrangell Narrows 48-degree water. She wore two wetsuits, two pairs of booties, gloves, and a cap.
But still, the first 15 minutes is hard. It's cold. My teeth hurt. It's so cold. My face hurts. But then I numbed out. And then, I don't know, it takes me a good half hour, 45 minutes to just relax. And then my stroke just kind of does all the work and I'm able to relax. And then about an hour in, we hit heavy fog.
So heavy, Adam says, she couldn't see the shoreline, which she knew was close.
I was uncomfortable and I remember raising my head up out of the water and saying, I am concerned. And then Mark, my husband on the boat, and Mike the kayaker just looked at me and they said, we've got you.
Adam says her husband guided them through the fog on instruments, and about an hour later, the fog lifted right around Blind Slough.
I'm really glad the fog lifted right before then, because that area is really tight quarters. We refer to it as the Pinball Alley.
It got that nickname because of all the hazard markers boaters thread their way through to safely navigate the section of water. Adam says those markers helped her to stay focused, giving her mini goals as she worked toward the big goal of marker 50.
Swimming next to and passing those big markers was pretty neat experience. Being in the water and looking up at these ginormous markers is just neat.
Adam says she got so many "are you crazy" looks when she told people she planned to swim the Wrangell Narrows that she questioned whether she should go through with it. Now that it's done, she's thrilled to have accomplished this challenge with the help of her husband and Schuler.
We got to experience something great, and the fact that it's never been done before is we do not think it has ever been accomplished before. So doing that together is pretty amazing.
With her big challenge completed, Adams plans to relax, and after training most of the winter, she deserves it.
I'm just not going to train this summer. I'm going to have a great time just swimming for fun and paddleboarding and enjoying the ocean, and we'll see what comes next.
Adams swam the 10.5 miles between marker 1 and marker 50 in about 4 hours. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.